with a batch of letters that Baltimore's secessionists trusted him to take south to friends and relatives, Webster left the city for Richmond on October 14th. It took him a fortnight to reach the Confederate capital, but Webster used the time wisely, vacuuming up military intelligence on the meandering route he rode. He finally reached the city the evening of October 28th and checked into the five-story Spotswood Hotel near Capitol Square, where many Confederate legislators stayed. Webster spent the next day delivering his letters from Baltimore. He wanted to visit Manassas and Winchester, Virginia, which had extensive Confederate deployment, but he was unable to obtain an appointment with the busy war secretary, Judah Benjamin, who approved passes civilians needed to travel anywhere in the state. So Webster pulled off a ploy he would use many times to secure travel clearances. He hooked up with a friendly rebel sympathizer to give him cover and open doors for him. His buddy this time was William Campbell, a Baltimore merchant in Richmond who befriended him. Campbell drove Webster around Richmond to see its defenses and visit its ordnance department, where the spy counted 12,000 British-made Enfield muskets smuggled through the blockade. The next day, October 31st, Campbell took Webster to the office of John B. Jones, the pass adjutant for Richmond's provost marshal. Jones issued them both the paperwork to travel to Manassas. Webster gave the clerk a flimsy story that he needed to go there to deliver one of his letters. A train the next morning took them to the town, where Webster counted enemy regiments, observed drills, and chatted with officers for hints about rebel strategy. Webster found other sidekicks like Campbell to help him obtain passes to Warrenton and Centerville, where he collected the same type of intelligence. On November 6th, back with Campbell, Webster returned to Richmond and visited the War Department for a list of articles it needed that the two men might helpfully hunt for in the North, the aim being to have a sense of Confederate shortages. Department officials did not tell them much, except that they needed emery cloth for scouring metal equipment. 3 days later, Webster began a 5-day trek through the Virginia countryside back to Washington, again finding merchants along the way to help him obtain passes to towns with military camps. His written military information he largely reduced to numbers that would jog his excellent memory for the details of what he saw. Webster also brought with him a price list for consumer goods in Richmond, so McClellan would have a sense of economic conditions in the city.